The next story is by Oliver James, and it was done by his mother, and she heard it from his mother, Rhoda. And this is how the story goes. These people that were living by the beach, by the river, there were a lot of people there living. And there were a lot of them living in this place. And it always became daytime and it always become nighttime. And just like, you know, becoming daytime and then getting night. And it was, there were days when it was real slow becoming daytime, and other days it was real fast becoming a daytime. And then this guy wanted to find out where the day came from, so he decided to find out how it became. Why is it there always a day? It was just any person, just one person that decided to try it, and he said, maybe I should try it. I wonder where the day come from. And how is it that there's always daytime, and how is it there always a night? And he really wanted to find out how it started. So he said, Mom, he said, get everything ready for me. Get me boots ready. I am gonna go away for a while. And he didn't say where he was going or anything like that, or which way he was going. So he left to where the daytime went and the nighttime went. And he went right in between the day and the nighttime, right straight down, right down the middle. And he knew that the daytime came from one side and nighttime went to the other. So he took a boat down and he went right in between those two, the night and the daytime. And he thought, well, there must be land on the other side, so I'm going over there. He really had his heart set on that, so he was traveling. He reached his land on the other side. On the other side of the ocean. And he went up, he went across. So he stayed overnight. He stayed overnight for a while, and it was at nighttime. And then in the daytime, I mean, you know, just before daytime, he woke up. He really wanted to find out how it happened or how it really started. And so he got up way before dawn. And so early in the morning while he was awake, he seen something. Some kind of a light he seen. And something put it out. It was a daytime. It was real round. Real round. And he started watching the day. All day it went up and it started going around all day. He started in the morning. He seen all day from the daytime. From all day he watched that, and he started thinking, I wonder how it's going to become night. And he really watched it. He really wanted to see how it went. And so when he reached it, he stayed in that place where it became daytime. And then he noticed that's where it disappeared. The daytime disappeared the same place where it went. So that's where he started going. He took off on his boat again, you know, right alongside of the ocean, traveling along. And then he stayed overnight. But he's really watching it. But it's getting to be where it hurt them, you know, to try to really watch it. And so he watched it, so he went out again when the day went out, and then he seen a round sphere. Somebody took it out, and it looked like a house where the daytime was, and it was getting so strong that he couldn't stand it anymore. And it looked like a person, so he didn't move. But he seen that circle, and he seen it take off, and it was real bright, and it became daytime again. And he watched it till night. And then it went off, the day went out from that house, and at night it went in that house, just like it went inside that house. And he thought, man, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to watch it. I'm going to see how that goes. So he went over there, and at night he went over there. And he put his boat aside. He put his boat aside so that it wouldn't be very far away where he could take off on it if he really needed to in an emergency. And it was at night. And he went to this house. He went right in front of that house, right when he started running toward it. If something happened, like something dangerous happened, he wanted to go right towards it and go, you know, run away. So he went towards that house, and he went out to, he looked into the window, and he seen this real bright thing. And he looked, he looked into the window, and there was a man sleeping there, just sleeping away, just dead tired. And then right alongside of him, there was this real huge ball, just round and real light. And he found out that is the one that he had been putting out through the door. And he started thinking, boy, I want that. I should go in there and maybe I could grab a hold of it and just take it out. Maybe I could. So he went inside. And he went in real quietly as he can. He tried not to wake him up. He walked in, and he grabbed a hold of the day. It was round. And he started taking it out. And then just when he was going right towards that boat, he heard something. He heard a noise from where that man was. And then he started running towards his boat, really running. And then she went inside his boat and started off, just took off. That person that was running after him didn't have a boat. He made a lot of noise. He said, "Give me my day. Give me my day," he kept hollering. But he couldn't hear him anymore. That person wouldn't even listen to him. He looked at that man, and he started yelling at him, and he said, "Always let it be daytime, and always let it be nighttime. Don't forget, always let it be daytime. And always let it be nighttime. Don't forget." So this man took it home and took it inside his house and to where he was from, that country, and he let it go. He let that day go. And that's how come even today, that's how come there's daytime and nighttime. That's how it started. That's how come he stole the day from this person. And so that is where the day come and the night come. So even today, it went all over the world. There's nighttime and daytime. And that's the end of the story. The story of that is the day.